भगवद गीता चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 दैवी संपद विमोक्षाया निबंधाया श्रीमता मातुचा संपदन देवी अभिजातोस्तु पांडवा। दैवी गुणालु मोक्षानिकि अनुकूलंगा उंडगा అసుర గుణాలు బంధనకారకమవుతున్నవి. ఓ పాండుపుత్ర, నీవు దైవీ గుణాలతో జన్మించి ఉన్నందున శోకించకము. వన్ క్లాస్ తెలుగు, వన్ క్లాస్ ఇన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రైట్. ఐ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫాలో ఇంగ్లీష్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ దట్ లేడీ. ఇంగ్లీష్ రిపీట్. ఓ సన్న ప్రత, ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. వన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ డివైన్ అండ్ ది అదర్ డెమోనియాక్. ఐ ఆల్రెడీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు యూ అట్ లెంగ్త్ the divine qualities. Now hear from me are the demoniac purport. Lord Krishna, having assured Arjuna that he was born with divine qualities, is now describing demoniac. The conditioned living entities are divided into two classes: those who are born with divine qualities follow a regulated life, that is to say, they abide by the scriptures and authorities. One should perform duties in the light of authorities and scriptures. This mentality is called divine. One who does not follow regulative principles as they are laid down in the scriptures and who acts according to his whims is called demoniac or asuric. There is no other criterion but obedience to the regulative principles of the scriptures. It is mentioned in Vedic literature that both the demigods and demons are born of the Prajapati. The only difference is that one class obeys Vedic injunctions and the other does not. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కథామయం దాతి స్థాపయాత్. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ. Not everyone is alike. People in every way, by their bodily constitution, by their behavior, by their activities, people differ from one another. It is explained why people always have separatist mentality. Everyone nowadays, countries, they have difference of or conflict of interests. Even within a country, the people are fighting for water, there's no understanding how people can all live together, and everyone should have a mood of sacrifice. If I fight for my happiness and you fight for your happiness, and we have conflict. So I try to work for your happiness, and your good nature is also awakened. And you also want to work for others. If you are selfish and other man is selfish, immediately conflict and we will become enemies. So the human nature should be that we should try to service before self, they call it. Service before self. Such a person will be a happy person in this world. One who wants to take is always in anxiety. One who wants to give, I don't care what others will give me or not, but I will think what I can give to the others. If people keep this mood, it is easy to live together. But I always try to see what I can give to others and how I can please others. That's called the devotee mentality. You know that famous story. One time demons, they went to Brahmaji, and then they criticized Brahmaji himself. You are partial to devatas. Why you are partial? You are, both of us are your subjects. Both of us are your children. But you always favor the demigods. You always take things away from us and give it to them. It's unfair. So kindly tell us why you have this kind of discrimination, why you are partial, why you don't treat all of us equally. Even in this world, when we are dealing with people, for example, you deal with people and with a good man, you want to reciprocate. Somebody is a good man, gentleman, you feel like somebody is a selfish man. You want to not support him, you want to defend yourself. You do that. So Brahmaji is actually equal to everybody. But when the demons are trying to usurp, the demons are trying to grab, already they are trying to grab. And the devatas, they are peaceful, they are cooperative, peaceful, cooperative, and they have the mood of sharing. These are the qualities of whether we are devotees or demons, that can be understood by our behavior. If you are simply possessive, selfish, and if you try to dominate, not cooperate, that means you are demoniac. Because the devotees, the devatas, what is their slogan? You do unto others what you wish to be done unto you. You deal with others the way you like others to deal with you. Then naturally, I want respect, so I should give respect to people. And I want people to serve me, so I should be prepared to serve others. And then, because of your goodness, you are trying to serve others, they also want to come in. This is a natural thing in this world. The moment you are good to others, they also want to be good to you. The moment you are exploitative or selfish, immediately people want to stop you. So no one likes to be exploited. So Brahmaji said, no, I am equal to all. But because of your own behavior, so sometimes I have to protect the devata. Suppose the brother and the elder brother and younger brother are there. So generally, elder brother, you should try to give affection, try to help the younger brother. That's love and affection. And the younger brother, he will have veneration or reverence, respect. He is my elder brother, I am dependent on him. So I should not try to argue with him. I should not try to fight with him. So if you fight with elderly people, you lose their blessings. If you fight with elderly people, then you should give this fellow a headache. You know, why should I help him? Even when you are a student and a teacher, when the student is very submissive, service-minded, the teacher feels like doing so much for the student. If the student is challenging and is disrespectful, then the teacher feels like doing so much to the student, because he's upset. Why should I even think? No? Like that. So Brahmaji said, oh, no, I am not partial. See, I'll put a test and you will know why I give more respect to the devatas. Alright, he said, tomorrow there is going to be a feast. Tomorrow there is going to be a feast. You all come to enjoy the feast. But one condition, but I will tie your hand. I tie your hand, you know, you put a stick from here to here and tie it. And can you bend your hand? You cannot. The stick is tied from here to here. You cannot bend. So all the equally, Brahmaji, he tried the hands of the demons and the demigods alike. Everybody. And nobody could fold their hands. And now they served Very fantastic feast. Take your feast. The first opportunity was given to the demons only. All right, my dear demons, have a good time, eat well. But the plate is there, and they grab it. And when they want to eat it, because the hand doesn't bend here, it is going here and there, and they are all fighting. My plate, my plate. But nobody is able to eat. Everything is going on the floor. Fighting, trying to eat, but they cannot bend their hand. Then it falls on the ground. Then Brahma just said, say, this is how you are all cooperating or you are all together. You don't know, you are just fighting. As soon as there is something to enjoy is there, they are fighting. I have to enjoy. Now, I will ask the devatas, because you are unable to eat and you are fighting and everything is on the floor. All right, you watch. I will tell the devatas why I treat them nicely. Because they have some good qualities. They are gentlemen, so naturally you have to respect them. So then the demigods were called in and they said, here is a big feast. They sat down and same thing. It's not going to his mouth. But they are not struggling. Then immediately, because they are sattvic people, good people, they got immediately nice idea. I cannot eat, but I can feed the other man. Then the other man will feed you. They finished everything. So, this is how people in this world, devotees, they have no quarrels. Devotees, they are reasonable, they are fair. And devotees are sharing type and helpful. They are not, I have to enjoy. You may have money. But a devotee will think, I have money, I want to do some service. I want to do some pious activity. I want to share with others. That is the nature of a devotee. But a demon wants to enjoy everything by himself. He wants to exploit others and like that. The mode of ignorance and mode of passion, and people are dominated by that. And they cannot accept God, they cannot follow the rules and regulations, and they are very independent. They defy the scriptures. So now, our mind also rebels. Our mind also rebels. Our scriptures are saying something, but our mind doesn't want to do that. And we want to possess and enjoy, but we have no concern for others. So the point is, anyone, you may have some demoniac qualities, at least like all of us, we have to be called devatas. Devotees are called devatas. Because at least, say, your mind may be revolting, your mind may want to defy the law of God. But at least you recognize, no, I should follow the law of God. and I should not try to be a sense gratifier. The sense gratification, that means ignorance. Sense gratification, exploitation. But a devotee means devotee is not exploitative. Devotee is self-controlled. So he can always adjust with other people. So we can say like this: karmis, karmakandis, and sakam bhaktas, and nishkam bhaktas, and then comes pure devotees. The people fall into all people in this world. When you examine their life, karmis. Karmis means demoniac. No reference to scriptures, no authorities, and just whimsical, do whatever you like. It's a karma, you know, that's simply karma. Maybe sometimes people do good. You don't know, according to scriptures, what you have to do. Today we went to meet, no? 3 o'clock we had appointment with Vemireddy Prabhakar Reddy. And we are trying to preach. And people think he's a good man. And in a worldly sense, he's a good man. But according to Krishna, according to scriptures, is he a good man? So we were reading in the purport here, a devotee or a good man means he has faith in the scriptures, he has faith in authorities. Faith means you have to follow, is it? I have faith in Bhagavad Gita. It's not that I just give talks and discourses and then I do anything I like. That is not faith. Faith means you have to put it into practice. So that way, people may be reading Bhagavad Gita, but if they are not Krishna devotees, but they are doing whimsically anything they like, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but still they are demoniac, because they are not accepting, they are not following. So they are talking many things. They were saying, Swamiji, not harming others, that is enough. Swamiji, helping others, that is enough, they are saying. And this is real worship and all that. Where is it said like that? That is your idea. That means you think you know more than Krishna. So simply foolishness. If you examine Bhagavad Gita properly, you will know that we are doing devotional service. We are serving Krishna, we are chanting, doing kirtan, glorification of the Lord, and we are serving the Lord, and we are serving people in a different way. Ignorant people, worldly people, they are serving others by spending their money to give them medicines, food, clothing, education, and like that. And I think they are doing very nice. But devotees, they may do this or they may not do this, but certainly they will try to give Krishna to others. It's not that if somebody has no money to eat, devotees, you suffer because of your karmas and you chant Hare Krishna. No, not nice to say when somebody is hungry, this is your karma, you are supposed to beg and live like that. You chant Hare Krishna. No, for whatever karmas you are a beggar now, please take this. You depend on Krishna. Krishna can protect you, Krishna can give you. No, we say like that. No? So, non-devotees, they will not do bhakti. They think giving some material things is great. But a devotee will give material things and also he will practice bhakti or he will chant Hare Krishna. So when some things are there, I am so great, I earned this money, devotee will not say like that. By Krishna's mercy, I could get this income. When you are poor, although you are bhakta, then also you will not complain. You say, I must have so much such bad karma and I am not getting. So you don't blame God for anything. If you blame God, how you are a devotee? Devotee means whatever Krishna does, you see it positively. You will not find fault with God and His arrangement. How can a devotee find fault with God and His arrangement? Devotee means whatever happens. But tomorrow I lose my eyes. Possible. So many people throughout the world, so many things are happening. I gave you some book, no? In the afternoon, I gave. And that is Spastic Society of India. And the people who are handicapped, there are many people, mentally retarded, people who have no eyes, they are deaf and dumb, they are lame. No, there are so many people are there. So these people, they collect money, they go and help these people. And they think they are doing a wonderful job. But devotees are not impressed with that kind of service. So devotees want to see whether you have accepted Krishna and you are trying to please Krishna or not. Devotees want to see. Whether you have some disadvantage or not, but something is common to everybody. That is disease, old age and death. You may be a blind man. You will not stay here forever. You are blind man, you may suffer for 60, 70 years and one day you will die. You are free. And you are a very rich man, then also you will not stay forever. You may have some good time for 60, 70 years. After that, you have to leave everything and go. So a miserable person is also not miserable forever because death will come and free him. And a happy man is also not happy all the time. For him also death will come and he has to live his wealth, his so-called material happiness and go. So this is common to everybody, disease, old age and death. So real intelligence means how can I become free from the misery that comes because of disease, old age and death. So on one side they are karmis, they don't know scriptures, they don't care for devotees and they just go by the dictations of their mind, whatever, that's called whimsical. That is one category. Most of the people in the world, so people, everybody talks as though they know. If you go to your guru, learn, and then you can speak. You cook up, you manufacture your own thing, and you think you are very intelligent, and you try to even doubt the knowledge given by God. So people are making their own philosophies. You just accept the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I am God, you surrender to me. If you accept that Krishna is God, and I should become submissive, surrender. That's so simple. But why people are not doing? Because they are demoniac. Because of ignorance they don't understand, or because of their pride, arrogance, they don't understand. Pride cometh before fall, that is the saying in English. When a person becomes proud and is insulting others, and he doesn't listen to anyone, and especially is not listening to the super soul. Inside us there is super soul. If you are a proud man, and you will not be able to listen to the super soul in the heart. You are a proud man. Krishna doesn't like proud people. The moment proud is there, because that is the demoniac quality we are reading, the demoniac qualities. Dambo darpa abhimanasya krodha parishyavacha ajnanam pardha sampada mausaryam epardha. These are the qualities of demonic people. Ajnanancha abhijatasya pardha sampada mausaryam. So karmis who are whimsical, they may be doing good. But that good, like, you know, people may donate for a temple of Sai Baba, people may donate to build a hospital where people eat meat, or people come who break the regulative principles. So this is called karma. And second category, karma kandi. Karma kandi means he wants to attain happiness by following the rituals that are mentioned in the scriptures, karma kandi. Maybe you will do some karma kanda. Ordinary fellow is simply working like an ass. I will work and I will make money and all that. But a karma kandi, now I will do this and please the Lord. And by the blessings of the Lord, I will have my desires fulfilled. That's a karma kandi. Karma kandi, sakam karma. Sakam karma means the karma kandi is not doing anything for God. It's just doing karma kandas. If I do this sacrifice, if I do this, I will get this. Nothing, no devotion to God. Karma kandi. And then sakam bhagat. So with the word bhagat means he has devotion, but he wants to pray to Krishna, please give me umbrella, please give me wealth, please give me good wife. And he is doing bhakti. So at least he is doing bhakti, but he is not doing bhakti to please God. He is doing bhakti to please himself or enjoy himself. Or he wants to ask God. This is called, this is sakam. Sakam means he has material desires, so he is doing bhakti in order to satisfy his material desires. So that is karma kandi. And then sakam. And then nishkam. The sakam fellow is asking God, no proper relation. Just ask, ask, no. Give me, give me, give me, give me. That is not relation. Relation is give and take, or without taking you give, that is called relation. So the karmakandi simply ask, you know, sakam bhakat, sakam bhakat. He has some independent desires and also wants to do bhakti. That is called sakam bhakat. Desires are also there and he also wants to serve God. Sakam bhakat. And then nishkam bhakat. Nishkam bhakat means he has no desires to enjoy. But you work, he wants to work for others' sake. It is nishkam bhakti. No personal desire. And then devotee. Finally devotee. Devotee means actually devotees don't ask anything from God. On the other hand, whatever they have, they first offer it to Krishna. Whatever they get, if I get a banana, let's give it to Krishna first. If you get some 10,000 rupees, you don't think this is mine. Krishna's money, I should carefully use it back in Krishna's service. So here, the point is, you cannot become divine without associating with devotees. Associated with devotees, your heart also becomes awakened. Yes, yes, I also want to be a nice person. Why should I smoke? Why should I drink? But if you are in the company of nonsense people, all right, today you drink, tomorrow, kindly, you also provide me also. You spoil each other. So, here, one who has respect for scriptures, there is hope for him. One who has respect for authorities, he may be a bad person now, but if he has respect, sooner or later he will listen, no? But if you don't accept authority, where is the hope? You will never come to rectify yourself, no? So, devotee means respect for scriptures. Let's see. My mind may say many nonsense things. My mind may want to do many whimsical things. But I want to know my ideas are right or wrong according to scriptures. I mean, he may be a bad person, but because he has respect for scripture, there is hope for him. Similarly, respect for devotees, respect for scriptures, respect for God. He doesn't think, oh, this is stone image, why should I bow down? No. He knows that God can be omnipotent. God can be omniscient. It is possible for God to bless us by his material form. So here it is said, Daive Sampat Vimokshaya. When you are having divine qualities, that means you are not selfish, you are not so attached, and you have great faith in God, and you are doing practice whatever you can in order to please God. So, devotee, they accept scriptures, they accept authorities, and they follow rules and regulations, and because they have faith, slowly by Krishna's mercy, you can completely change your life. But if you don't have any authority, if you defy the God, and you don't follow any rules and regulations, then there is no hope for you, because you think you know everything. You think this is all right to do. So it is said here that divine qualities, they lead to moksha. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandha asurimaka. Demoniac qualities. So that means this matter can be made simple. If you are trying to enjoy on bodily platform, that means you are attached, you are sinful, and you will have next birth, your karmas or your attachment. But devotees means they don't have any bodily enjoyments. You know, what is our enjoyment? Devotees don't think of wearing good clothes, very nice. Some cloth to wear. Devotees don't think eating food is enjoyable. They don't think, food, there is taste. But life is not meant for just eating. You should eat, but eating is not a pleasure. Eating is a necessity. And if you overeat, it is not good. So, devotees, they give up bodily enjoyments, so it's called vairagya and jnana. Vairagya and jnana and bhakti. So devotees, when they try to regulate their mind, they begin to get knowledge. One who is doing the same mistake again and again, same enjoyment. But you don't understand that you will never become happy like that. So you have to give it up. You don't understand. All your life you do the same stereotyped activities. And these activities, material activities, will never give you happiness. So that is only flickering. So, simple definition of devotee and demon is that it's not that devotees, demons look in a different way. No, consciousness. It's the consciousness. Whether you are fat or you are thin, whether you are black or white, or you are ugly or beautiful, that is not important. The important thing is your consciousness. You are trying to follow scriptures, you are respectful to elders, and you worship God, and you will attain real spiritual realization. If you don't do that, you do the same mechanical, repetitive things, and you will become more and more miserable. So the standard of devotee and a demon. Devotee, he believes in Atma, he believes in reincarnation, next birth, and he knows that he can become free from cycle of birth and death, and he attempts that, going back home, back to garden. But the demon is disillusioned because he has no good samskar. That's why he has demoniac qualities. So here, from today onwards, Krishna is saying, I'm going to narrate how you can recognize demoniac people. From tomorrow, will be reading, what are the qualities of a demoniac person? The qualities of a devotee, let's say, he has knowledge, he has renunciation, he has love, he has service attitude, and then he is a devotee. He worships God properly. So human life, it is meant to become a devotee. All of us who take birth in this world, we all have some, more or less, some demoniac qualities. Now we are trying to be submissive, we are trying to follow things, and worship God, and surely you will overcome your demoniac qualities. So that is the potency of devotional service. You go on chanting Hare Krishna, no matter how dirty, filthy, bad, foul your mind may be. Go on chanting Hare Krishna. And you see that I can change. I can become better. And I can attain all divine qualities by chanting Hare Krishna. So, devotees chant Hare Krishna, and non-devotees, if they chant Hare Krishna, they will also become devotees. That's why we are preaching. We are telling everybody, please chant Hare Krishna and become devotees of Krishna. So that you will be happy, you will make others happy. And when Krishna is happy, you will have all happiness, always happiness, all happiness you will have. Like, so chanting, transforms a demoniac person to become a divine person or a devotee. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.